Lucy Lepard writes about the role of art in society. She's at the University of Wyoming as an eminent artist in residence, and she stopped by our studios to talk with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer. In her book, The Lure of the Local, Lucy Lepard says everybody should take responsibility for wherever they find themselves for as long as they live there. And she says that starts with simply looking around.
Anything that affects you is the first thing, obviously. Oh, it's too far to the grocery store. The local store is too expensive. This is a food desert. Somebody's dropping beer bottles all over my lawn. If I have a lawn, do I have a lawn? Why do I have a lawn in an arid place? And so forth. I mean, it's kind of one thing leads to another.
So you look around, questions begin to arise, and out of those questions, then action?
Yeah, hopefully. That doesn't always happen. But and action, of course, comes with a community of some kind. So other people's concerns get involved with yours and interconnect, and one thing leads to another. It's my methodology is one thing leads to another.
Well, let me ask you about your time in Laramie this fall. You don't live here. It's an extended stay. I think your dog might think that you do live here now, not knowing what the future holds.
Right.
So how do you interact with a place that you're in temporarily?
Walking around, I'm getting a sense of it. I mean, after all, in 8 weeks, I'm not going to get much of a sense of it. Sometimes I think I have a little more sense of it than some of my students, but a lot of them, almost all of them, are from Wyoming. So they have a much broader sense.
Of course, familiarity can be a double-edged sword, right? Mm-hmm. You don't see things anymore because you've already seen them.
Right. Thanks to Phil Roberts in the history department, I got them to read Sam Western's book, Pushed Off the Mountain, Soul Down the River, which is a wonderful short economic history of fairly recent Wyoming. And a lot of them were kind of blown away. Mm. And so they're into myth now. I mean, the whole, everything's a myth, actually. So.
Now, you hear at UW ostensibly talking about art. And
yeah, yes, there's that.
and people, you know, when they talk about you, they often focus on your role in conceptual art and feminist art. Has environmental activism always been a concern for you?
Since about 1970, when I think I 69, 70, when I first heard the word ecology, which I'd never heard before, it's been a concern. And I've always liked being outdoors. So when art kind of came out to meet me, it was a nice moment. But I have been involved in a million other things, too, mm-hmm. and a lot of street activism and stuff, which is very different living in a rural situation and in a Western state. You know, I forget wheat pasting. My partner and I wheat pasted some faces of Iraqi women and children on a canyon road, which is Santa Fe's main art drag, or was. And we put them all up and down at the beginning of the Iraq War, and they were gone the next day, by God. You know, so, I knew that it's not New York anymore, so you got to do something different.
So if you go and plaster photographs of Iraqis on buildings and they get torn down, you raise the question, so what works?
Yeah, well, that's the question. A lot of artists really feel like what they're doing in terms of public art is enough. And it's also very hard to haul artists out of their studios. Mm. I've organized artists for years in New York, and it's like herding cats. So it's interesting to try to pique artists' imaginations enough to see how they could get out and do something that's visual, or that's interactive, or that's connective, or that's relational, or whatever.
And that somehow pushes our conceptions of where we live. Or
yeah,
how
or
we
makes
live.
Us look. I mean, you know, I don't think art, I always say, I don't think art can change the world alone, but with the right allies, we can really help people see things. I feel very strongly that all artists, no matter what kind of work they make, should spend a little bit of their life going out and seeing how they can be artists in a broader domain.
Be part of the conversation.
Yeah, even just go out in the streets and do something and see what happens. Even if they go back to the studio and never do it again, I mean, that's their choice. I mean, I'm not saying all artists should be activists, all artists should be community artists and so on, but I think just that a taste of what that's like is important to being an artist. So you don't think, well, I don't care what my audience is, it's all about me and all about my individual expression, and the audience probably won't understand it because they're dumb and I'm wonderful. And I mean, there's a little too much of that in the art world.
So if every artist at least once in their career stepped outside the studio and did something that could be qualified as activism of some sort, what do you think would happen?
Well, there'd be a lot more of it, and a lot more people would catch the bug of, oh, that's pretty interesting when you make something in the streets and people in the neighborhood come by and they talk to you and communicate. And I lived for several years with an artist named Charles Simmons who took raw clay out into the streets, made a little landscape in the holes in vacant lots, and then built tiny little sort of Pueblo-looking buildings, and which he said these are dwellings for the little people. He was doing it in a Puerto Rican community in the Lower East Side, New York at first, and the people really identified with the little people because they knew they were the little people in this particular context.
So do you think artists have a responsibility socially?
I do, yeah. I mean, I think everybody has a responsibility. I mean, I don't think artists any more than school teachers or coal miners have more or less responsibility. We all live in this world, and nobody gets off. No free lunches.
Well, Lucy Lippard, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, well, thank you, and I'm a great fan of Wyoming Public Radio.